It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell, filling in today for Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's Curious Wisconsin. We'll visit a state park with a unique natural and cultural heritage.
But first, Minnesota just became the first state in the nation to ban a controversial ingredient found in many antibacterial soaps. The chemical in question here is triclosan, which can also be found in a handful of other products as well.
Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton recently signed that ban into law, and it comes at a time when researchers and businesses are taking a closer look at triclosan and the possible effects it could be having on our health and the environment.
To help explain what's going on, we've got Elizabeth Dunbar with us. She's the environmental reporter at Minnesota Public Radio. She joins us from the studios there. Elizabeth, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
So let's start with the chemical itself, triclosan. What is it?
Well, it's an antimicrobial agent, and it's added to all sorts of products. So soaps, toothpaste, yoga mats, cutting boards, cosmetics, and it's been around since the 1960s.
And the idea here being that this chemical will kill bacteria and presumably make us healthier. Is that it?
Correct. Yep. That's why it's added to all sorts of products.
And what has happened now that it's starting to get a little more controversial?
Well, the real thrust for the ban here in Minnesota was the environmental impact of triclosan. University of Minnesota has done a few studies that show that this chemical builds up in the environment. It builds up in lakes and rivers. And under the right conditions, triclosan can form a byproduct that turns into a dioxin. And dioxins are generally not good. They can be carcinogens. They can have impacts on wildlife. And there's been some studies that link triclosan to hormone disruption in animals. And so there's a lot of concern about what the long-term impacts of using this chemical could be.
And Minnesota became the first state to pass a ban on the chemical. How did the state lawmakers start getting interested in this issue?
Well, it was the environmental groups here really pushed it hard, and they cited these University of Minnesota studies, which looked at lakes right here in Minnesota where this is having an impact and where we could find evidence of triclosan building up over time. And the lawmakers also paid really close attention to what health experts are saying because, of course, if this chemical is beneficial, they wouldn't want to ban it. However, the Food and Drug Administration has said there's no evidence that triclosan in soaps is any better than just using plain soap and water. And we have a nationally known infectious disease expert here at the University of Minnesota, Michael Osterholm, who has also been very vocal on this topic. And he says it's triclosan is not any better. And he actually says if you're trying to get rid of germs, you should use an alcohol-based hand rub instead of a triclosan soap.
And I read that triclosan doesn't, as far as we know, kill norovirus, which is one of the biggies that you're looking out for when you're using antibacterial products.
Right, the common stomach bug, it doesn't even get at that. So that's a concern.
And there have been some reactions already from the makers of products. Johnson & Johnson, I guess, is already moving to phase it out. But what about other companies? How are they responding?
Well, like you mentioned, Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, GlaxoSmithKline, a lot of companies have already said they're phasing this out of their products. So the effect of a ban in Minnesota, we don't know really the extent. There are some companies, Dial Soap still uses triclosan. Colgate Total Toothpaste has it in their toothpaste, but the ban here in Minnesota only applies to soaps, so that won't be a concern for them. But Dial Soap, they would have to change their products, but there is some time to do this. The ban starts in January 2017, and it applies to consumer products, so meaning you cannot buy a soap or a body wash that contains triclosan on your grocery store shelf starting in January 2017.
So it just concerns soap so far. How come? Why does it stop there?
Well, that's what the FDA has said, that they have found no evidence that triclosan is any more effective than just regular soap and water, so that there's no real benefit there. However, the FDA has looked at the toothpaste and says it does kill gingivitis. The environmental concerns about this, now FDA's Food and Drug Administration, they're looking at the health impacts on humans, whereas advocates here in Minnesota were concerned about the environmental impacts. Now, I have talked to environmentalists here who were pushing this ban, and they said that about 90% of the triclosan use out there is soaps and body washes. So they think that this ban really is going to make a difference.
And I've heard that environmental concern expressed also as being that Minnesota, being along the Mississippi, is at the top of the watershed. And what happens in Minnesota can, you know, trickle down literally and affect the rest of the country.
Right. Yeah, that's also a factor here. The main environmental group who had pushed this is Friends of the Mississippi River. So they're very conscious of that.
What kind of response is the ban getting so far?
Well, the industry, there were some industry groups that fought it early on, and the ban in the legislature was actually scaled back a bit. So it only, like we mentioned, is only soaps and body washes and only what you'd buy in a store. So consumer products, it's not, you know, the types of soaps that restaurants or hospitals might buy. Industry was happy with some of the scaling back of this. Also, the effective date was pushed back to that 2017, so it gives them some more time. So I think that in the end, the companies felt like this was something that they could live with. However, it is a bit awkward because Minnesota is the only state that has this, and so they've got to now either decide to, you know, take triclosan out of all of their products or somehow figure out a way to distribute non-triclosan products to Minnesota.
When you think of laws like this, you think of, well, I tend to think of California, where they require labeling of all kinds of chemicals in workspaces that contain chemicals that are known to pose health risks. This is something, it seems like, unusual for Minnesota to do. What does this mean about, I don't know, a direction that Minnesota might be going in and how it might affect the rest of the country?
Well, triclosan isn't the only chemical that Minnesota policymakers are paying attention to. There's other contaminants of emerging concern, as they're known, that have been on people's radar. But I think the impact on our water. I mean, we're the land of 10,000 lakes, and if there is a chemical that we can find evidence of it building up and possibly forming toxic products that could hurt our wildlife, hurt the fish, all the things that we in our state hold so dear, then and on the other hand, that there's not a real clear benefit to having this chemical in a soap. I think this was something that got overwhelming support at our legislature in the end. And I think a lot of people think that other states might follow suit, seeing how this overwhelmingly passed here, and using some common sense, also looking at the industry itself, that the industry is moving away from this.
So we'll be watching to see if another domino falls. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We've been talking about Minnesota's decision to ban the chemical triclosan with Elizabeth Dunbar, environmental reporter at Minnesota Public Radio.